This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you badass motherfuckers, let's talk weddings. Like that beautiful, glorious shit show where you get to celebrate love and commitment and, yeah, open bar. We're diving deep today into something that's got the wedding girl all riled up. Same day edits. Are they a freaking awesome way to hype up your party or a total buzzkill? Let's unpack this shit, shall we? And to help us navigate this wedding minefield, I've got our resident expert here ready to break it all down with their wisdom and insights and all that jazz.
What's so interesting about this whole same day edit thing is like the tension. It highlights this tension between our desire for instant gratification and like the art of crafting truly lasting memories, you know?
Okay. So for those of you who haven't been like knee deep in wedding planning hell yet, let's set the stage a little bit. Same day edits, or SDEs, as the cool kids call them, are basically when your photographer or videographer scrambles to edit a bunch of photos or clips during the reception, like some kind of wedding ninja, and then bam, you get a sneak peek that very night. Our source material is pretty damn blunt about their opinion on this trend. They basically say it needs to be, and I quote, buried once and for all. Yikes. Someone's got some strong feelings.
Yeah, they definitely do. But it's not hard to see why same-day edits are so appealing. There's an instant gratification factor, getting to see those professionally captured moments like right away and share the excitement with your loved ones. It can definitely create a really fun, memorable moment during the reception.
Right. Like, who doesn't love a good dose of, look at me, I'm married.
Yeah.
But here's where I start to raise an eyebrow. Our source argues that weddings are already these emotional, chaotic, once-in-a-lifetime events. You really want to be, like, whisked away from the party for a rushed preview.
Yeah, the article makes a really good point about the potential for disruption, like pulling the couple away from their guests, the dance floor, or even, like, those quiet moments together. It can really mess with the flow of the day.
Exactly. It's your damn wedding day. Do you want to be glued to a screen? Or do you want to be out there, like, celebrating with your people?
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'd choose.
Plus, let's be real. It's not just about the couple. Think about your guests. Do you want them watching a slideshow? Or tearing it up on the dance floor with you?
That's a great point. And honestly, there's like another layer to this whole debate that gets even more interesting. It's about the photographer or videographer's ego.
Ooh, spill the tea. I live for this kind of drama.
Well, the source material doesn't hold back. They basically claim that same-day edits are more about the creative team's need for validation than the couple's actual experience. It's like they're using your wedding as a platform for self-promotion and instant praise.
Wait, so they're basically fishing for compliments on your dime. That's some serious bullshit. It's your day, not their portfolio building opportunity. That's the argument, yeah. And while it's like understandable for anyone to want recognition for their work, maybe the wedding day isn't the best time or place for that.
Preach. Okay, so besides the ego trip, what about the actual quality of the same day edit? You can't rush art, right?
Right. The source argues that rushing the editing process to meet that same day deadline often results in a less polished final product. It's like choosing a greasy burger over a gourmet meal. Sure, it's quick and easy, but it's not exactly a culinary masterpiece.
And you know what really grinds my gears? It sets these unrealistic expectations for couples. They get this hyped up preview, and then what? Do they expect the full gallery to like magically appear the next day?
That's a valid concern. The source highlights how same-day edits can create the slippery slope of expectations. Couples might get used to that instant gratification and then be disappointed when the fully edited collection, which takes time and careful consideration, arrives later.
Hold on a second, though. Let's flip the script for a minute. What if some couples actually prefer to savor those memories later?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they don't need instant gratification. Maybe they want to take their time, reflect, and really absorb those special moments when they're ready, you know?
Absolutely. There's something really powerful about delayed gratification. The source emphasizes the importance of reflection and patience, arguing that when you take the time to carefully select and edit those precious moments, you're creating something truly special, a memory that's meant to last. Same-day edits can kind of rob you of that opportunity to reflect and really appreciate like the art of it all.
And let's be honest, scrolling through hundreds of photos on your phone right after the wedding is not exactly the most romantic way to relive the magic, right?
That's a great point. Imagine like curling up on the couch a few weeks later, with a glass of wine and your partner by your side, and taking your time to revisit those memories. There's a certain intimacy and thoughtfulness to that experience that's lost when you rush it.
Okay, so our source material actually takes a pretty bold stance against same-day edits. Like, they straight up say their business won't offer them, even if it costs them clients. Damn, that's commitment to their craft. I kind of love that they're standing their ground. It's like they're saying, we believe in quality over quick fixes, and we're not going to compromise our artistic vision for a few extra bucks.
Exactly. And it really makes you question the whole culture of instant gratification. Remember when we used to wait for those disposable camera pictures to be developed? The anticipation was killer. And when you finally got those photos back, it was like Christmas morning.
Oh, hell yeah. I totally remember the thrill
Yeah.
of picking up those little envelopes from the photo lab. You'd gather your friends and family and spend hours poring over every single shot. It was a whole damn event.
And those memories felt more special, more precious, because you had to wait for them. Maybe we've lost something by sacrificing that anticipation for instant digital delivery.
Okay. Devil's advocate time. What about couples who are like super tech savvy and want to share their wedding pics on social media right away? Or maybe they have family members who couldn't make it to the wedding and they want to give them a glimpse of the day.
Those are valid points. And in some cases, a same-day edit could make sense. Like if you're having a destination wedding and most of your guests traveled a long way, or if you have elderly relatives who might not be around to see the final photos and videos later on.
Yeah, okay. I get that. But even then, is it worth sacrificing the quality and the flow of the day? I mean, do you really want your wedding to turn into a movie night with everyone huddled around a screen? Wouldn't you rather have your guests fully present, experiencing the magic in real time?
That's the real question, isn't it? It's about prioritizing what's truly important to you as a couple. Do you want to be fully present in each moment, or are you more concerned with capturing the perfect Instagrammable shot?
Right. And it's not just about the eggygram, it's about creating an experience that feels authentic and meaningful, not just checking off a box on a wedding trend checklist.
Couldn't agree more. It's your wedding, your story, your memories, and ultimately, you get to decide how those memories are captured and shared.
So what's the takeaway? For all our badass couples out there planning their dream weddings.
I think the key message here is to really think about what you want your wedding day to feel like. Do you want to be fully present, soaking it all in without distractions? Or do you want to take a time out from the celebration to watch a slideshow or highlight reel?
It's like choosing between living in the moment and watching a highlight reel of your own life, right?
Exactly. And it's not just about the couple either. Think about your guests. Do you want them fully engaged in the festivities or staring at a screen?
Okay, that's a really good point. No one wants their wedding to turn into a freaking movie night. And let's be real, those same day edits can sometimes feel rushed and cheesy. It's like watching a bad reality TV show version of your own wedding.
Sometimes it's better to leave a little something to the imagination, build anticipation, and let the magic unfold naturally.
Preach. Okay, so before we wrap up this deep dive, let's talk about the elephant in the room, the psychology of it all. I mean, this whole debate about instant versus delayed gratification is pretty fascinating. Do you think we're losing something by constantly seeking instant gratification?
It's a really interesting question. I think our brains are wired to crave novelty and instant rewards, but there's also a growing body of research that suggests delayed gratification can actually lead to greater happiness and satisfaction in the long run.
So basically, good things come to those who wait.
Exactly. And when it comes to wedding memories, I think there's a real beauty in savoring those moments, in taking the time to revisit them and let them sink in. It's like aging a fine wine. The anticipation builds, the flavors deepen, and the experience becomes richer over time.
Dan, that's a pretty poetic way to put it. And it makes total sense. I mean, think about all the best things in life: falling in love, achieving a long-term goal, building a meaningful career. Those things take time, effort, and patience. They're not instant microwave meals, you know.
Right. They're slow-cooked feasts that simmer over time,
Yeah.
and the rewards are that much sweeter because of it.
Okay, my fellow rebels, I think we've officially unpacked the same-day edit conundrum. What's the final verdict?
Ultimately, there's no right or wrong answer. It's about choosing what feels right for you as a couple, for your vision, and for the kind of experience you want to create. Don't let anyone pressure you into doing something that doesn't align with your values.
Damn right. It's your wedding, your story, your rules. So go out there
Yeah.
and create a celebration that's as unique and badass as you are. So before we send you lovebirds back to your wedding planning mayhem, I want to leave you with this. In a world that's obsessed with instant everything, instant noodles, instant downloads, instant gratification, don't underestimate the power of savoring those special moments. Sometimes the best things in life are worth waiting for.
I love that. It's like we've become so accustomed to getting everything we want right now that we've forgotten the beauty of anticipation.
Right. And anticipation is half the fun. Remember those old school mixtapes? You'd spend hours carefully curating the perfect playlist, agonizing over the song order, and then you'd finally give it to your crush with sweaty palms and a racing heart.
And waiting to see their reaction was torture, but also kind of the best part.
Exactly. It's like building up to a climax in a movie. The tension, the suspense, the payoff. You don't just skip to the end, do you?
Absolutely. And when it comes to wedding memories, I think that delayed gratification can actually make the experience even richer. It gives you time to process everything that happened, to let the emotions settle, and to truly appreciate the significance of the day.
It's like you're creating a vintage wine of memories, letting those flavors deepen and mature over time.
That's a great analogy. And when you finally revisit those photos and videos, you're not just seeing images, you're reliving the emotions, the laughter, the tears, all those little details that made your wedding day so special.
So for all you badass couples out there, planning your big day, here's my advice. Don't get caught up in the hype of instant gratification. Embrace the beauty of delayed gratification. Savor those moments, let them sink in, and create memories that will last a lifetime.
And don't be afraid to buck the trends. Do what feels right for you, even if it means going against the grain. After all, your wedding is a reflection
of your unique love story, not a cookie-cutter Pinterest board.
Damn right.
All right, my fellow rebels. That's a wrap for today's deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground, but hopefully we've given you some food for thought. Remember, it's your wedding, your story, your rules. So go out there and create a celebration that's as unique and badass as you are.
And until next time, keep those memories close. And don't forget to savor every damn moment.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, scrolling through hundreds of photos on your phone right after the wedding is not exactly the most romantic way to relive the magic rite. Imagine like curling up on the couch a few weeks later with a glass of wine and your partner by your side and taking your time to revisit those memories. There's a certain intimacy and thoughtfulness to that experience that's lost when you rush it.
Okay, so our source material actually takes a pretty bold stance against same-day edits. Like, they straight up say their business won't offer them, even if it costs them clients. Damn, that's commitment to their craft. I kind of love that they're standing their ground. It's like they're saying, we believe in quality over quick fixes, and we're not going to compromise our artistic vision for a few extra bucks.
Exactly. And it really makes you question the whole culture of instant gratification. Remember when we used to wait for those disposable camera pictures to be developed? The anticipation was killer. And when you finally got those photos back, it was like Christmas morning. Oh, hell yeah. I totally remember the thrill of picking up those little envelopes from the photo lab. You'd gather your friends and family and spend hours poring over every single shot. It was a whole damn event.
And those memories felt more special, more precious, because you had to wait for them. Maybe we've lost something by sacrificing that anticipation for instant digital delivery.
Okay, devil's advocate time. What about couples who are like super tech savvy and want to share their wedding pics on social media right away?
Hmm.
Or maybe they have family members who couldn't make it to the wedding and they want to give them a glimpse of the day.
Those are valid points. And in some cases, a same-day edit could make sense. Like if you're having a destination wedding and most of your guests traveled a long way, or if you have elderly relatives who might not be around to see the final photos and videos later on.
Yeah, okay, I get that. But even then, is it worth sacrificing the quality and the flow of the day? I mean, do you really want your wedding to turn into a movie night with everyone huddled around a screen? Wouldn't you rather have your guests fully present, experiencing the magic in real time?
That's the real question, isn't it? It's about prioritizing what's truly important to you as a couple. Do you want to be fully present in each moment? Or are you more concerned with capturing the perfect Instagrammable shot?
Right. And it's not just about the agram. It's about creating an experience that feels authentic and meaningful, not just checking off a box on a wedding trend checklist.
Couldn't agree more. It's your wedding, your story, your memories. And ultimately, you get to decide how those memories are captured and shared.
So what's the takeaway for all our badass couples out there planning their dream weddings?
I think the key message here is to really think about what you want your wedding day to feel like. Do you want to be fully present, soaking it all in without distractions? Or do you want to take a time out from the celebration to watch a slideshow or highlight reel?
It's like choosing between living in the moment and watching a highlight reel of your own life, right?
Exactly. And it's not just about the couple either. Think about your guests. Do you want them fully engaged in the festivities or staring at a screen?
Okay, that's a really good point. No one wants their wedding to turn into a freaking movie night.
Yeah.
And let's be real, those same day edits can sometimes feel rushed and cheesy. It's like watching a bad reality TV show version of your own wedding.
Sometimes it's better to leave a little something to the imagination, build anticipation, and let the magic unfold naturally.
Preach. Okay, so before we wrap up this deep dive, let's talk about the elephant in the room. The psychology of it all, I mean, this whole debate about instant versus delayed gratification is pretty fascinating. Do you think we're losing something by constantly seeking instant gratification?
It's a really interesting question. I think our brains are wired to crave novelty and instant rewards, but there's also a growing body of research that suggests delayed gratification can actually lead to greater happiness and satisfaction in the long run.
So basically, good things come to those who wait.
Exactly. And when it comes to wedding memories, I think there's a real beauty in savoring those moments, in taking the time to revisit them and let them sink in. It's like aging a fine wine. The anticipation builds, the flavors deepen, and the experience becomes richer over time.
Damn. It's a pretty poetic way to put it. And it makes total sense. I mean, think about all the best things in life: falling in love, achieving a long-term goal, building a meaningful career. Those things take time, effort, and patience. They're not instant microwave meals, you
All
know.
right. They're slow-cooked feasts that simmer over time, and the rewards are that much sweeter because of it.
Okay, my fellow rebels.
Yeah.
I think we've officially unpacked this same-day edit conundrum. What's the final verdict?
Ultimately, there's no right or wrong answer. It's
No.
about choosing what feels right for you as a couple, for your vision, and for the kind of experience you want to create. Don't let anyone pressure you into doing something that doesn't align with your values.
Damn right. It's your wedding, your story, your rules. So go out there and create a celebration that's as unique and badass as you are. So before we send you lovebirds back to your wedding planning mayhem, I want to leave you with this. In a world that's obsessed with instant everything, instant noodles, instant downloads, instant gratification, don't underestimate the power of savoring those special moments. Sometimes the best things in life are worth waiting for.
I love that. It's like we've become so accustomed to getting everything we want right now that we've forgotten the beauty of anticipation.
Right, and anticipation is half the fun. Remember those old school mixtapes? You'd spend hours carefully curating the perfect playlist, agonizing over the song order, and then you'd finally give it to your crush with sweaty palms and a racing heart.
And waiting to see their reaction was torture, but also kind of the best part.
Exactly. It's like building up to a climax in a movie, the tension, the suspense, the payoff. You don't just skip to the end, do you?
Absolutely. And when it comes to wedding memories, I think that delayed gratification can actually make the experience even richer. It gives you time to process everything that happened, to let the emotions settle, and to truly appreciate the significance of the day.
It's like you're creating a vintage wine of memories, letting those flavors deepen and mature over time.
That's a great analogy. And when you finally revisit those photos and videos, you're not just seeing images, you're reliving the emotions, the laughter, the tears, all those little details that made your wedding day so special.
So for all you badass couples out there planning your big day, here's my advice. Don't get caught up in the hype of instant gratification. Embrace the beauty of delayed gratification. Savor those moments, let them sink in, and create memories that will last a lifetime.
And don't be afraid to buck the trends. Do what feels right for you, even if it means going against the grain. After all, your wedding is a reflection of your unique love story, not a cookie-cutter Pinterest board.
Damn right.
Yeah.
All right, my fellow rebels. That's a wrap for today's deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground, but hopefully we've given you some food for thought. Remember, it's your wedding, your story, your rules. So go out there and create a celebration that's as unique and badass as you are.
And until next time, keep those memories close and don't forget to savor every damn moment.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.